Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, the candle worked, man. It was good. Lit the candle and, you know, he's sore. Very thankful and grateful that, you know, no fractures or anything that showed up on any imaging. He's had multiple imaging. Came back and got in today and, you know, he's sore but said he wants to go compete.
Is he in the lineup today?
He is in the lineup today.
And that's Mike Shildt. And also, it sounded like he was doing that interview from a train station or something.
No, that was the bell that lets people in to the park.
Okay. I thought Mike Shildt was late for a train. He is suspended tonight. I thought maybe he's, you know, going up to see family or
just
something.
Just make sure he doesn't go to the Tijuana bus station like our commercial.
Don't go there.
All the time.
All right, 5:01, final hour, happy hour, as it were. That is happy news to start the happy hour. Fernando is okay. He is in the lineup tonight, although the official lineup has not yet been released to us. Fernando, according to the manager, will be in it, so that's good. The other news is not as, I don't think it's as good. Shildt is suspended for the game tonight as a result of his actions last night against the Dodgers. Dave Roberts is suspended tonight as well for the Dodger game up against Washington. Robert Suarez is facing a 3-game suspension, although he will appeal. He's available tonight and, you know, for until whatever happens with his appeal. The Suarez thing, you know, I think he threw at him. You know, what am I going to say? He said today, by the way, that he did not.
Yeah, he did say that.
But, I mean, you know, looked kind of like he did. But anyway, that's neither here nor there as far as I'm concerned. What is the fact that Dave Roberts and Mike Shildt got the same suspension. And I find that as, you know, hopefully not sounding like a homer, because I don't really believe I am one. But I thought Dave Roberts, you know, he shoved Mike Shildt, pushed him, which I thought was uncalled for. He also kept escalating the situation once the felt like it was going to die down. He had Dave Roberts screaming and yelling again. So anyway, baseball didn't see it that way. Maybe they know something we don't. They also gave both managers fines. So maybe they're giving Dave Roberts a bigger fine, and that's their way. We don't know what the fines are. They're undisclosed. So there you go. You're up to date. The happy hour is brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts, trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball's back, and so is swim season. Call now. Mention radio. You get a free month of pool service if you do that. Scraby,
yes.
And I have been going back and forth with this whole, you know, what happened last night. And
is it time to turn the page?
Well, yeah. I mean, the suspension's been handed out now. Fernando's okay. We'll pick it back up, you know, August 15th. They're playing again in L.A., and everybody's going to show all these highlights again. It's all going to come up over and over, you know. But what we said, I think, stands. And Jesse was on with us earlier, Jesse Agler. This is the best rivalry in the game. And it's now even less up for debate after what happened last night and what happened the last seven games. And the seven between the two, the Padres lost five of the seven. Hey, Dodgers beat the Padres this time around. And, you know, like I said earlier, last night losing to me was just not an option for the Padres. They had to have that game.
They tried their best to give it away.
And, well, I mean, give it away. They didn't make any errors. I mean,
that's true. Just,
Dodgers got some hits in the last inning there and put the tying runs in position. But fortunately, Matsui got the last out there. To record, by the way, that was his first ever save for UK.
Really?
Yeah. Had never had one at the major league level before. Xander Bogaerts being completely forgotten, except by all the fans out there who don't like him. And the ones who don't like him are being a little quiet today because Xander was 4-for-4 last night with a home run. He also had a game-tying double in his final at-bat Wednesday. So I've said this the whole time with Xander. He's not going anywhere as much as you wish he could. There's nowhere to trade him. The Padres are not giving up on him, and they're not going to just pay him $50 million or whatever it is to go away. So he's the shortstop. So if you don't like him, that's your right. But if you're a Padre fan, seems no reason to do anything else other than root for him to do well. If he does, it's beneficial for the Padres. What he did last night was beneficial for the Padres. Tonight, Nick Pivetta takes the mound against the Kansas City Royals. And Michael Lorenzen, right-hander, starting for the Les Royals. Okay.
Les Royals.
You know, look, I mean, it's such a letdown to me. You had the Dodgers, man, three games, incredible, four games, right? All week, back and forth, nip and tuck, one-run game, two-run game, right? 8-7 game, right? Every game was something, right?
Yeah.
And now you play the Royals, and like, who cares? They just don't.
It's baseball's fault for doing this. It is kind of like, oh, yeah, there is a game tonight.
I mean, I'm going to watch, you know, well, actually, I'm not. Not going to watch the game tonight because it's on Apple TV Plus, and I'm not going there.
I am going
even
to.
Even though I subscribe to it, I'm trying to make my point, and I'm sticking with my point.
Okay.
Baseball shouldn't be streamed and difficult for many fans to access.
Well, that's not going to stop them when Apple puts a couple billion in front of them or whatever.
Puts who in front of them?
Apple's like, hey, MLB, we'll take over your broadcast.
I get that. No, I get that. But, if every game was on Apple, that's just going to alienate more and more fans. Because I don't believe every fan just has the discretionary $20 a month to give to Apple TV, even if they wanted to watch it.
I don't.
There you go.
I don't want to watch, because the Padres have been on Apple TV a lot lately, but
2 weeks in a row.
I mean, out of 162 games, maybe like 5 or 6 are on Apple, and so I have to pay $20 a month to watch 5 or 6 games. I'm not watching the other Apple games.
No, but what if they go off free TV altogether, and the only way you can get it is on Apple TV?
Then I'm just going to listen to the radio till the end of time. I do enjoy radio more than TV. I do.
Theater of the mind.
I'm a radio guy.
Well, radio broadcasts of baseball have always had kind of a special place for me. And now that we once again, you know, after a long string of great ones, from Jerry to Ted to, you know, everybody else who's jumped in there from time to time, you know, having Jesse Agler makes it really good. And, you know, so yeah, listen to the games. Enjoy. It is fun to listen to a ball game now and again still. The game will be on the radio tonight for those who don't feel like finding the game on Apple TV Plus.
And if you're on Apple TV Plus and you don't like the TV announcers, you can click the radio
button. With all due respect to the TV announcers on Apple TV Plus, they're not very good compared to
local
Jesse.
Yes. Yes.
So you shouldn't even be, that shouldn't even be a question for you. To me, if you go to Apple TV, you listen to the Jesse call because you can. All right.
We're getting some pushback on the autographs.
Yeah, okay. You can put it on me.
You can put it on me.
Look, I was a kid too, all right? So maybe...
I did wait for autographs as a kid, but I've never waited outside someone's hotel.
I just never did. And here's what I'm referring to, okay? I wasn't clear enough. The kid that goes to the game, hangs around for a little while, sees Mike Trout walk by and says, "Hey, Mr. Trout, can I get an autograph?" Love that. But I'm talking about walking into a hotel lobby at 4 a.m. on a road trip and seeing two kids there with some parent, and the kid who hasn't slept all night is walking up to an athlete representing the parent to try to get an autograph. That stuff, like, that's just, I can't deal with that.
That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about respect.
I'll say one last thing. If you're over the age of 30, to me, and you're standing out there in a parking lot, or you're standing by a bus, and you're there for hours and hours waiting to get one autograph, you're probably doing it so that you can try to sell it and make money. I'm not into that either. I think the whole thing of an autograph is kind of a kid thing. Maybe if you're an adult, you bump into, you're out. You bump into Manny. And the moment looks right, and you have a fan at home. You know, your kid's a fan. You say, man, my son loves you, and you can get that. That's organic. It's the unorganic autographs that drive me a little nuts. So hopefully that answered some of the people who are angry with me.
They're more angry with me.
Because you brought it up in the first place.
Well, yeah, because I did not think it was... We're talking about Kelsey Plum was caught off guard by a fan waiting for her to go from hotel to bus, and they asked her for an autograph, and she was like, "Don't you think this is kind of weird?" I also think it's part of the territory.
Agreed.
WNBA wants all this attention, but they don't? Like...
No, she signed it. She just said that...
Begrudgingly.
A little begrudging. But I'm with Kelsey on this one. Like, really? You don't have anything better to do than to stand by this bus for an hour and a half to wait for me to walk outside?
But at least, like I said earlier,
seems weird to me.
The person was in a public space, and that person was not
do what they
infringing
want.
On her space or anything like that.
I got an idea to the person waiting by the bus.
Now you're
going to
get people mad at you.
I'm going to get mad at me. I got an idea for the person next to the bus for an hour and a half. How about using that hour and a half to improve your own life and situation there?
That's too far. That is too far, even for me. That is way too far. Because
take care of yourself.
What if
Stop glomming onto other people.
Okay, so one guy on the chat said, "Hey, I get the autographs because it's the memory of meeting that person, and then I can put it into..." That's fine. Tony Gwynn Jr. has told me multiple stories about how guys want to just complete sets so that they can sell it online. I'm not a part of that. Like, an autograph is for a memory.
But do you, all right, we're going to go on and on about this. Do you need the tangible ink on a piece of paper to help you remember that you met Kelsey Plum? Isn't the fact that you just met her enough?
It's the collection for these people. And I think, Chris, we also, I think we need to take a step back because we do have access to high-level athletes, and so
Well, it's completely frowned upon for any of us.
Oh, I would never ask any. No. So, but I'm saying, like, we're around those athletes.
Right. So we don't have the same starstruck feeling as others might.
I'm nervous as heck to do anything.
I don't mind the starstruck feeling if it's an organic thing. It's the, man, let's go sit by this bus for, like, you know, because at some point Kelsey Plum's got to walk out. Not a fan. I'm with you, Kelsey. All right. When we come back, I might be on this list.
We've just dug ourselves both
I know,
a hole.
We're digging deep. I might be on this list. Sports biggest villains. Our countdown after traffic, as we continue on Scrooge and Gwynn.
Scrooge and Scraby.
Yeah. Right. Next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now the 1-1. Came in and hit him. Maybe got the bat. Either way, he is down, and the Padre bench is hot. Mike Schilt is particularly hot. He is running out of the dugout, pointing at the Dodger dugout. Arraez, meanwhile, coming to check on Tatis with Schilt and head athletic trainer Mark Rogo in tow. Now Dave Roberts is coming out of the third base dugout. He and Mike Schilt are going to go face-to-face, and both benches will empty. Roberts pushed Schilt. The umpires and some of the coaches trying to get between the two managers. Schilt and Roberts are now up against the backstop.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be right up there with the one of the most fun moments of the season.
Has to be.
I mean, really? I mean, walk-off home runs are a dime a dozen, I must tell you, Scrape. They happen all the time. A manager pushing another one and basically getting away with it scot-free doesn't happen very often.
Also, no Dodgers pitchers were suspended, which I do find a little strange.
Yeah, it is interesting that eight different hit batters happened in that series.
But only the Padres pitcher.
Only Robert Suarez got a three-game suspension for clearly throwing at Shohei Ohtani. I get that, but I'm pretty sure some Dodger pitchers threw it, Padre pitchers, after warnings were given. They still did it. Nothing happened. But look, never mind woe is me. The bottom line is I felt Schilt and Roberts were not on equal footing in terms of, you know, making that a bigger thing than it was. And Roberts really kept it going and started it with the push. But both got one-game suspensions. You can take your complaints to Major League Baseball for that.
Yeah.
One thing we do know, Dave Roberts has become villain number one in San Diego, which leads us to the finish of today's show and our countdown.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is The Countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Scrappy came up with a topic because he really doesn't like Dave Roberts anymore. Today's category, top villains in sports. Now, I thought, just for something a little different, you would do current villains in sports, guys that are active or very close to their playing time. I will do all-time sports villains.
Okay.
Countdowns of the best five in that category.
All right.
I got some whoppers in here, Scrape.
Whoppers, huh?
I do, number one, and a couple of them are just targeted toward you.
Oh, I love this.
So
there's many honorable mentions, but
yes,
I have a lot of honorable mentions
as well. So let's go top sports villains.
Number five.
I'm thinking Some of this is for the San Diego audience, and some of this is my own personal hatred.
All right. Gotcha.
And my number five is going to be Patrick Mahomes. And the reason I say
Why don't you just tell us who you really don't like there?
Patrick Mahomes.
No, not him.
Oh, his wife?
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna leave it.
Brittany's the one that drives you crazy.
We said sports, so I'm gonna leave it to the field.
Well, she's connected.
But Patrick Mahomes whines so much about things. When things don't go his way, he freaks out. He's just always getting the break. He's just really good.
He's always
beat
winning.
My team twice in the Super Bowl.
I will give you one Patrick Mahomes instance that bothered me.
The one where he tried to go the million
times? He tried
times?
To go after the referee at the end of the game because they made a call that favored Buffalo.
Yeah. And they're like, dude, he was actually offsides, bro.
Well, first of all, he might have been offsides. But second of all, it just wasn't a good look considering the Chiefs do seem to get a lot of close calls.
Remember when they made up that rule against the Raiders on like Christmas?
They really did. Last Christmas?
Yeah. Or
last year? Or no, was it Thanksgiving?
It was last year. I don't know when it was, but it happened during last year.
No, it was yeah. No, the Chiefs false started or the Raiders fall, whatever. And
they snapped the ball.
And then
the Chiefs fell on it and they're like, fumble, game over. Like,
my Chiefs win.
Huh?
The referee just basically said, after review, the Chiefs have won. That was basically the review.
People I just don't like what Patrick Mahomes there. Mainly because he's very good at his sport and because of some of the whining that he does when he's on the wrong side of things.
Current villain.
He's always on the right side of things.
He is. Current villain number four.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
All right. My all-time number five villain is a tie. I couldn't separate these two. They both have ties to your 49ers. They're both all-time villains. You care to guess? They both played for the 49ers, not their whole career, but a good portion of their careers. Do you care to guess who qualifies as an all-time villain that played for the 49ers? See if you can get either of the two.
What eras?
Within the last 25 years.
You really?
Know. Yeah, not going 49ers. All the way back.
Well, what about he did play for the 49ers, but he wasn't Richard Sherman?
Okay, no, you're not there. Here we are. Number one, Bill Romanowski. Spit on people, gouge their eyes.
Yeah. J.J. Stokes took a Bill Romanowski loogie to the face.
Yeah, Bill Romanowski was off the chain. And the guy he ties with, he was a guy everyone loved to hate. I think we kind of started laughing a little more along with him at the end.
Jerry Rice?
But for a long time, Terrell Owens was a villain.
I don't know anybody was laughing with him.
Yeah. At the end, a little bit, we, you know, felt some Terrell fun, but most of it was annoying.
Melvin on the chat. Dave Roberts is the type of guy to park over the line and be too entitled to fix his parking job.
Perfect. Very well.
Number four.
All right, this guy has it in his name. His nickname is Dylan the Villain.
Yeah, Dylan Brooks got to be up there.
He bothers me, of course, because he does weird things on the court. But like, if you have a nickname that you are a villain, you have to be on this.
You
got to
be on the list. Yeah, perfect.
Yes.
Number four for me is a name that you're not going to recognize, I don't think, Scraby, because you're not a hockey guy.
Okay.
But I did have to get one hockey villain on this all-time list, and I think the best guy to represent all hockey villains, because there are many of them, is Ty Domi. Does the name ring a bell at all to you?
No. Yeah.
He was a short little kind of fire plug of a guy, but he would fight anyone and everyone, and that included the fans. He climbed over the plexiglass once. I forget, he was with the Rangers or something. He was up actually in the stands going to blows with people. Ty Domi had a couple of loose strings that became unplugged from time to time. Ty was crazy out there. Ty Domi, any hockey fan knows of what I speak.
Real quick, we finally got the lineup, Chris.
Oh, my goodness, at long last.
Fernando batting first, playing right field.
Not even DHing.
Not
He's
even
actually
DHing.
Right in there. Okay, good.
Luis Arraez, second. Manny Machado, third. Gavin Sheets, fourth. Playing left field for the fifth straight day, Chris. Xander Bogaerts in the fifth spot. Jake Cronenworth, sixth. Trenton Brooks,
Yay!
DHing. By the way, Trenton Brooks, if you'd like to hear the interview with him, go to YouTube, search 97.3 The Fan, or go to 97.3thefansd.com. We have it up for you. And then Diaz and Wade with Pivetta on the mound.
Trenton Brooks, what a great story. From San Diego, 9 years in the minor leagues.
It is a good story.
first game ever in front of his home fans.
Love
he,
it.
As he said earlier, he's got every ticket out to everybody. So I really hope he comes through tonight.
I do too. I don't know if I hit this, but
did
number
you go
three.
On your three or on your four? It was Ty Domi.
I did Ty Domi number four. Yes. My number three is someone for this is for the Padres fans out there.
Okay,
Jesse Winker.
Oh,
he
good one.
Is.
Oh yeah, he was hated
he
last
was
year. For
so
sure.
Annoying last year, you know, when he's like, everybody needs to stop acting like this is the World Series, and then he himself acts like it's the World Series.
Went and got in an argument with some old guy sitting in the stands after a game.
Yes.
Yeah, no, Jesse Winker, crazy.
Yeah.
And we're not the only team that hates him.
No, I think everybody does.
There's many.
Yes.
Number three for me on the all-time villain list is Johnny Mack. Nobody held a candle to the whining and complaining of John McEnroe back in the day.
I was like, who's Johnny Mack?
Nobody ever complained louder, more vociferously, and out of control than John McEnroe. But he got things changed because of his behavior. Back in those days, the tennis people who called the lines and the in and out and stuff, they didn't know what they were doing. Now they finally got it together in that sport. So John takes a lot of credit for that, but he had a funny way of going about it.
So
he had no respect for anyone. He just didn't.
That's really funny, yeah. Actually.
So there's some classic highlights of Johnny Mack.
So he was actually right when he was like, you guys don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, he was. He was absolutely right. It's just the way he went about it was not always the best. You got to hurry.
I know. Number two. You're going to love this one, Chris, but this guy is definitely a villain. I cannot stand this person. UConn coach Dan Hurley.
One of great one.
Thank you.
Wait, you have actually somebody ahead of him?
Well, I already said it. It was Dave Roberts. Right. Yeah, I'm going to give it away. Dave Roberts is crossed into my most hated.
Dave Roberts is past Dan Hurley.
Because Dan Hurley is just away, and
that's
I just hear
one.
His comments.
No,
but Dave Roberts is right here.
Dan Hurley's an excellent choice. He's quite the villain. Not well liked by anybody. Remember last year when was he serenading the crowd at? He held up and he said, "We got two rings." Remember?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Everything about that guy.
No, I don't like him at all. Good. Number two for me, Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman represents every bad behaving basketball player ever, from Draymond Green to Bill Laimbeer to. Anyone else you can name that was a little out of control on the basketball court. But I don't think any of mine hold the candle to my number one all-time villain.
Number one.
Dave Roberts. We've already talked about it all day.
Yeah, you've been all over it. The number one villain in sports history, I believe. And I just want to be clear. How much time do we have?
Like 2 minutes.
Okay. I want to be clear. I did not put in the running people that committed crimes. So Aaron Hernandez, O.J. Simpson, Michael Vick.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I didn't include them. People who cheated, Barry Bonds, Pete Rose, Tom Brady, didn't put them in. Fake sports guys, Vince McMahon. Conor McGregor's not fake, but he's not quite there.
He is a villain.
He's a villain. But I don't think any of them hold a candle to this young lady. Who not only was the all-time sports villain, but transcended sports to the popular culture. Movies were made about her. She was the all-timer. How could a figure skater commit one of the most notorious crimes in the history of history? Tanya Harding, number one.
All right.
All-time villain list.
Although the movie I, Tanya is very good. Tanya Harding, that whole thing is crazy.
It's kind of wacky. It's totally wacky. Yeah, Tanya, I think, is a fun movie. It's not anywhere near representative of what was really happening in that one.
No.
Yeah. And plus, when she would come out and, like, they'd interview her and she would just be, like, completely absolving of anything, like, of any wrongdoing, just had no idea why anybody even made a thing out of it. That made everybody hate her even more. Tanya was the champ.
All right. I did not expect that one.
Yeah, I could have gone, you know, a few others, but I thought I'd go Tanya today.
Someone said Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, there's others. There's a lot of runners up here, but it's our list, and so there you have it.
All right.
Sam Levitt's got the pregame show. More updates from Mike Shildt, but the long and short of it, Fernando's in the lineup tonight, in right field. Mike Schilt is not in the lineup tonight. He's got a one-game suspension. And Sammy will give it all to you as the Padres play the Royals. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday. We'll have a new NBA champion by then. And Tony will be back, so...
Tony will be back.
I'll be a year older also when we come back
right.
on Monday.
Happy early birthday, Chris.
Thank you, sir. See you later.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.